What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
All right, welcome back in as we continue to ride through. As I see here on the text line, people rolling through here.
Boy, every time Ron gets quiet like that, he's found something on that text line. It's going to be a little controversial.
No, it's not controversial. Well, someone just said, no, it's... No one expecting Pena to do this, to continue the play that he is. He's the one that I'm thinking, I don't know they can afford him to cool off. I don't know they keep it up like this, because right now I think he is a legit top five MVP candidate. But he's the one between Jake, Cam, and him, the ones that are really surprises at the plate. He's the one where I'm like, they kind of need him at the top of the order to it. Maybe not to that level, but at least to be a not to just go in the damn tank.
I don't know if he's going to keep it up at an MVP mention level. I don't say that. But he's the one to me that I believe is most likely to be like taking the next steps to be the best version of himself. Like I believe what we're seeing from Jeremy Pena. Like we saw it in to the tune of a World Series MVP, right? It's not like we've never seen a really, really, really good Jeremy Pena. The defense was always there. The regular season slow start kind of lull thing was the issue. And now all of a sudden it looks like he's answered that issue. But if you watch, the reason Jeremy Pena is so convincing to me, there's two reasons. One is the quality at bat he's getting is significantly better than it was 2 years ago. Like he's made huge strides, and it's panned out for him going on 2 years now. Number one. Number two, I think a lot of what the value of Jeremy Pena is, he can dribble a ball to the shortstop and it's a base hit. Like he can manufacture
and then get to second.
And then steal second, right? So that's just where I was going with it. Like he doesn't have to go up there and hit a home run or double just for, you know, him to be productive. He can literally miss a ball, dribble it down the third baseline, and it end up being a hit, and he steals second. Nobody else has swung the bat. He made soft contact, and you've got a runner in scoring position. Like, that at the top of your lineup, to me, is the value of Jeremy Pena. And I just think there's – and, oh, by the way, he is swinging the bat really, really well also. So I mean, he's not completely reliant on, you know, these you know, bunt hits and his soft contact hit. He also hits with power. He also is clutch as hell. So, like, if anybody, Jeremy Pena is the one that I believe is, we're looking at the more real version of who he is longer term.
He just has more ways to get you.
Absolutely. No question.
Like, he's hitting for power, too. He's hitting for power. He can do all of that. And so he's been doing it all as opposed to kind of Jake. He's feeling it a little bit more. And Cam, we'll see if there's an adjustment made on him. But and again, we talked about before the season, you can't be depending on a rookie like that. Now, nobody's going to tell him to stop. Text line coming through. You don't have no idea what you're going to get from Pena. Hadn't played in 2 weeks. You don't know how he's going to come back from the rib injury. Well, I mean, obviously that's fair.
Neither do you.
But I mean, I don't know if that I would sit here and say when he does return, he's about to just go into the tank. I don't know that I think that. I would hope when he gets back, obviously the Astros training staff is involved in this, but I would hope when he gets back that, you know, he can pick up close to where he left off. And the rib isn't something that is a problem.
Well, look, we can have a conversation about it. The you don't know stuff is, that's silly. That's silly talk, right? We don't know what Yordan Alvarez is going to do when he comes back. We don't know what Altuve is going to do in the second half of the season because he's getting a little bit older. Is he going to wear down? We don't know what anybody's going to do. Is Cam Smith going to hit that rookie wall? Is this really the Isak Paredes? Are we going to get a 40 home run season out of Isak Paredes or a 35 game home run season out of Isak Paredes? We don't know any of this stuff. But the reality of it is, I mean, I watch it. You watch it with your own eyes. We cover it all the time. I'm just more apt to believe that this is a real Jeremy Pena that we're looking at than if it's a real Cam Smith or Jake Meyer. Like I think Jake's probably between what he was and what we're watching right now. He's probably going to land somewhere in between there. I think Jeremy Pena can be one of the better leadoff hitters in the league when he comes back. Yeah, is he going to I'm not going to sit here and say he's going to be an MVP in the MVP conversation every year and even worth a mention. But I think he can be one of the better leadoff hitters in the game.
Yeah,
I mean, he's got a World Series MVP on his resume for crying out loud. He's really, really, really good on the defensive side of the ball.
And like you said, it looks like he's kind of coming to his own this year. This is a long stretch that he's been doing this. All right, Clint, we head to training camp next Wednesday. We go into training camp and we've taken a look at different things this week that's kind of on our mind. Right now, I want to go to the returning vets. Is this one just like, you know, the Wayne Gretzky at the top of the list of the greatest hockey players of all time? Everybody knows what the top of the list is. Is it just Dalton Schultz or are there others? Is that the top of the list?
Damn, took my guy.
I'm not going to take that one. I'm just saying.
Keep the soft ass out of the conversation.
It's just like when you ask that question, who is the number one returning vet that you got your eye on? It feels like everyone would migrate to Dalton Schultz. Can I start before you get to Dalton?
Absolutely.
I'm going to go with Azeez Alshire on a couple of fronts. One, we saw some chinks in the armor last year, especially late. I don't know if it was just because he was injured. I don't know. But I don't think teams – are not just gonna not try not to see, like, ooh, I wonder if we can get him in the passing game in the middle of the field, if that's something that we can explore, which is certainly not his strength. But also, Clint, I think from that perspective, that really hurt them in the playoff game last year. Also from the perspective of he is one of the big leaders on this team. And he's got to be out there on the field for them. All right, last year there was a lot of different thoughts of why and if he got screwed or whatever, but he put himself in a position to get suspended for multiple games down the stretch. He missed the Chiefs game. He missed the Ravens game in the playoff or in the regular season coming down the stretch. He missed big games because of not just what happened with Trevor Lawrence, but multiple decisions he'd made over his time here. In the league. And I don't think they can handle that. He's a leader on this team. He's also, and I think he said it when he came back, he's got to make better decisions and put himself in a situation where he doesn't miss games to hurt the team. And I think that's extremely important, Clint, because I believe that he may be the number one player on the watch list for any kind of hits or things like that to where he could lose some games and maybe more than just getting fined. So Azeez Alshire, both on the field and his play and his leadership and off the field in terms of how he's got to carry himself so he doesn't put himself.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Felt a position where he misses games.
Yeah, Azeez has got to be better in big moments as well. I mean, that middle of the field can't be as vulnerable as it was in critical moments last year, no question about it.
Mahomes was tripping and falling.
Yeah,
and was able to hit Kelsey because he was out of position.
Well, I can't have this conversation without talking Dalton Schultz. And look, I'll cut him a little bit of slack and not base this solely on how pitiful he was last year. I mean, he was a top 10 tight end in the league last year, and then somehow fell completely out of the mentions. And so, forget that side of it. We've talked multiple times since that wide receiver list, top 10 wide receiver list came out. Nico Collins was number 8. We've kind of leaned into, boy, this team is more Nico Collins dependent than they're probably a little comfortable with. Well, with that being the case, I think the pressure's on Dalton Schultz. I mean, he's got a, first of all, he's making $12 million a year. Secondly, he's a guy that you know, we've heard him and CJ Stroud talk about chemistry. We've heard him talk about cerebral players, being very smart players kind of deal. And now you're in a position where you should hands Dalton Schultz being the tight end and not being, I mean, he should never come off the field number one. Number two, he should be the number two, hands down the number two target for CJ Stroud. I would never think he'd be above Nico Collins, but being playing that position, he should be the number two guy that CJ Stroud looks for in critical
minutes. Kirk.
Absolutely. I mean, just simply because when you go 12 personnel or you go 21 personnel, Kirk's not going to be on the field. So, I mean, Dalton should never come off the field, and he should be the quarterback's best friend. That's how he made $12 million, being very quarterback friendly, being dependable, being able to create a little separation. He's got to get back to that. And this offense, absolutely. Last year, you had weapons. Now, the injuries happened, and you ended up needing him a little bit more. This year, going into the season, the writing's on the wall, man. Dalton Schultz has to have a monster year this year. With or without Nico Collins, Dalton Schultz has to have a monster year this year. Now, if you lose Nico Collins, then Dalton better be in the right frame of mind. So I'm going with Dalton Schultz 10 out of 10 times on this combo.
Text line coming through. Denico Autry was a guy they looked at as a veteran. Not bad. Yeah, he was somebody who missed a lot of games too. And you didn't get a chance to see his versatility. It felt like, I mean, he had a good year and had good moments. It felt like missing them 6 right off the jump also just kind of slowed Denico Autry. But that adding to that defensive line, I get that. But kind of those other areas, those are lighter areas, off-ball linebacker and tight end for this team. So get there. You can keep sending them in, any returning veterans that you're looking at that need, that you've got your eye on, ready for.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.